Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The first thing I want to talk about is conspiracy theories today. Robert Sheen, the Irish actor, believes that 9/11 was a cover-up by the American government. Now, the Irish actor said that he honestly believes in conspiracy theories and that 2001 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center were an inside job. And in a recent interview promoting his new Netflix series, Umbrella Academy, he told Vice that they did that to themselves to encourage the American people to get behind them to go and steal loads of people's oil in the Middle East. I'm certain of it. He seems quite an educated chap, God bless him. But anyway, he believes that it was an inside job. I like the way he words that. It's like something a 10-year-old would say, because they wanted the American people to get behind him so they could go and steal loads of oil. Loads of people's oil. He didn't specify which countries, just people's oil. Now, conspiracy theories. Which ones do you believe in? I'm not really a conspiracy theory person. I think about them and I think they're entertaining, and I watch the documentaries because I find them entertaining. Over the weekend, of course, I got into a whole hoo-ha with lots of people, including Jim Corr, on Twitter over vaccinations. I believe that's a conspiracy theory. There are lots of people out there hooked into that one, but it is, as far as I'm concerned, the most dangerous conspiracy theory because it involves children's lives and children are affected by it if they don't get immunised. But in any case, but according to, it was even suggested on Twitter over the weekend that I must be getting paid by pharmaceutical companies here in Classic Hits 4FM, or indeed the pharmaceutical companies are funding Classic Hits 4FM. There you go. That was the best conspiracy theory I heard over the weekend. But which ones do you believe in? Helena, are you a conspiracy theorist?
I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I have watched many a documentary.
Here we go.
No, hang on. Documentaries can really kind of play with your mind. You start to actually believe them. I watched an interesting one about Lee Harvey Oswald and the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And the documentary, I can't remember if it was just called Oswald or something like that, but it basically talks about his life prior to the shooting, to the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was actually working for the CIA, and he was working as this Russian spy, and you know, the story around him is that he had defected and stuff like that, but in this documentary it says that he was actually working as a spy for them in Russia and all this.
So do you believe he was used by the CIA as a patsy?
Well, like, it's interesting when you watch kind of the footage of him being arrested, and he's saying that he's not allowed to speak to the media, he's not allowed to say anything. And he talks about how he was a maintenance man in the building. He was just, that's why he was there, that he wasn't actually involved.
And do you think he was shot then for a reason to silence him, just in case he said something?
I mean, there's a little bit of merit to it, do you not think?
Like, right, okay, so Jack Ruby just shot him just to keep him quiet.
Just because he was shot because he would have kept speaking about what his truth was. I don't know.
Okay, all right, okay, 9/11.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, moon landing. Do you believe men landed on the moon?
I do.
It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? That,
no,
you know,
I do believe men landed on the
moon. I'm just saying, I probably do believe it did happen, but it is hard to believe in 1969 that we could actually put a man on the moon.
No, I don't think it's that hard to believe. I think NASA are way ahead of us even now, but they just haven't let it on.
I find it difficult to believe we have the technology to do that, but however, and I don't believe...
But do you
believe
it's a green screen?
No, they probably did land on the moon.
Tupac.
Now, I don't know much about Tupac Shakur. He was shot in Las Vegas, wasn't it? Was it Las Vegas he was shot in?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, but they're saying he's alive and he's living in Cuba. Okay, Hitler fled to Argentina. There are people...
I did watch an interesting... Ah,
here we go again.
Also.
Yeah.
Now, I don't
of course you did.
No, hang on. I don't believe it's a 130-year-old man in Argentina right now who's Hitler, but there was an interesting documentary kind of showing the different avenues of how he actually could have escaped at that time. That he may have gone to Argentina and ultimately passed away, but that he may have actually...
Didn't one of his sons marry an Irish woman?
Yeah, there was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine her... Imagine your second name is that... Well, there's obviously grandchildren. Imagine.
I'm sure they changed the name.
From Hitler?
I'm sure.
Imagine Helena Hitler. You're a bit like that sometimes. Paul McCartney is dead. He's actually a replacement. He died years ago, but the Beatles, of course, couldn't suffer losing a member, so they replaced him with another Paul McCartney.
All right, okay. There was a similar one, actually, about, you know, the singer Avril Lavigne.
She was supposed to die too.
It was a similar one that she had died and they've replaced her with some lookalike.
Okay, Holocaust denial, which is illegal in a lot of countries in Europe, not in Ireland.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the Holocaust happened as it's historically documented?
Absolutely.
All right, okay. 100%. The death of Princess Diana?
What, that she was...
Somehow the MI5 were responsible for her death and it wasn't just a drunken chauffeur.
I don't know about that one now.
All right, okay.
Know. Do you?
No, I think it was just a drunken chauffeur. I think it's just too much to drink.
Isn't that
and it was in a hurry.
Isn't there a whole thing about it that she was started dating
someone. Oh, there was loads of conspiracies. Like, she was pregnant, wasn't it? Was that the most obvious one?
She was dating some Saudi or something like that as well.
No, they were afraid she was going to get married to Dodi, and allegedly she was supposed to make a big announcement that she was pregnant.
Right, okay.
The government orchestrated the Boston bombings in the States. The Illuminati.
Now, I have a thing about...
Here we go. Helena, you're really sucked in by all this.
I started this conversation going, not a conspiracy theorist, but hang on. The Illuminati, I do think there's people out there that are the wealth of the country, of the world.
Okay, the earth is flat. You know that's not the case. You've been on holidays.
I'm not a flat earth society member, no.
All right, okay, but there are people who still believe the world is flat. Elvis Presley is alive and well and singing in Graceland as a tribute act. And so is Michael Jackson. And the final one, of course, the one we had the crack over the weekend with, vaccinations cause autism.
Yeah, that's the
dangerous one, isn't it? That's the real one.
Conspiracy of the today.
All right. Well, look, what we want to do is, I forgot to mention chemtrails as well, which means the government are spraying stuff out of the clouds and controlling us all, which is complete utter nonsense. Then you have fluoride in the water. You have all sorts of other carry on as well that people believe in. But I want to find out today which ones you believe. I read out a few of them. There's lots more, by the way, and I'm sure there's some you can think of as well. Which ones do you believe in? Which do you believe might have an element of truth in it? And, you know, when you look at some of them, there may be elements of truth in some of them. But to suggest that they're all true would be bizarre, to be honest with you. And I want to know which ones you believe in. Which conspiracy theories do you actually believe could possibly be true? And then it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's a fact, isn't it? So which ones? And I want you to text or WhatsApp 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And just to mention, by the way, every text we get in, we do have tickets all this week to the Voodoo Rooms in Cork. They're doing Voodoo with an ABBA twist this weekend. They have an ABBA special night this Friday night, the 22nd of February. And we got 4 tickets to give away each day. And also, one listener on Friday will get an overnight stay in the beautiful Ambassador Hotel in Cork. And all you got to do is give me an answer to that question. So if you want to go to the Ambassador Hotel in Cork and go to the Voodoo Rooms, just give me an answer to that question. Which conspiracy theories do you believe have some sort of credibility? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Sean, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sean?
Hey, how's it going now?
Sean, I don't take you for being a conspiracy theorist. You're a man very much based in facts.
I try to be. Well, if not facts, at least probabilities, which is the best any of us can do in this world, is probabilities. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which one out of all that list that I kind of, well, there's probably a few more as well that I've missed out on there, but they're the most popular ones, I imagine. Which ones are one on that list is one that kind of strikes you as well? Okay, that's possible.
I would say none of them, but I suppose if you subjected me to waterboarding torture, I would grudgingly concede perhaps the JFK one, perhaps.
Yeah.
That would be, of all of the ones you listed, that's the only one that's not completely imbecilic on the face of it.
So you think there was absolute reason there why John F. Kennedy, why people didn't want him as president?
I don't care enough about it to go down the rabbit hole. I've seen enough of the quote-unquote, you know, the establishment evidence. I've been to the 6th-floor museum in Dallas myself.
And the magic bullet, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, I've seen enough of it where... The story, it seems credible to me, and again, but there are people I know who are otherwise not inclined to lunacy who think there's something to it, so I'm like, well, maybe, but again, to assert that there definitely was a conspiracy is very different from actually proving that there was one, but at least, again, compared with all the other ones you mentioned there, especially the Flat Earth one, I was in the Flat Earth one is something... It's completely baffling to me. You can prove this. You don't even need any advanced equipment. I was in a museum.
All you got to do is get on a boat and keep going and see what happens.
No, you don't even have to leave your living room. I was in the Science Museum in Houston where they have a huge pendulum over the floor, and you see it marked out in a circle around there. They put up these little pegs, which as the pendulum... It cycles through and its motion goes back and forth, but it rotates around its center over the course of 24 hours because the Earth is rotating underneath it. And you see the pendulum knock down everything even in 24 hours. You can set one of these up in your own home, and I would love to hear a flat earther explain, okay, so how does the big government and the CIA control the pendulum in my room?
I know. But what about the moon landing, Sean? I mean, the moon landing was 1969. We understand the technology today we have in our watch was probably better than they had in NASA in 1969. Did America really have the technology to do it? Or do you think they were trying to stick their chest out to the Russians at the time and say, well, we can do it before you did, even though it serves no purpose?
I'm pretty sure that it did serve a purpose. It served a purpose to show that we were ahead of the Russians, because this is, again, people tend to forget the context politically of it was in a geopolitical conflict.
Well, the space race was on, yes.
Because, again, America was scared. Well, I won't use the word because it's daytime radio. Scared blankless in 1957 by the Sputnik satellite by the Russians, and realized that we better get on the ball here or else they're
going to... This was Yuri Gagarin.
You're Gagarin there. And actually, that was a little bit later. That was in the Sputnik.
What was the dog? Oh, Laika was the dog, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Laika.
Yeah, Gagarin was a few years later, but they were the first to have a man in a human in low Earth orbit. They were ahead of the Americans there, too, as well. Mm-hmm. There was a real context there.
But it was a promise by Kennedy in that famous speech, you know, we choose to go to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. It was that speech, of course, and I suppose he felt that we need to do this. Now, he didn't, obviously, because it was Nixon's time that was done.
But that was also part, again, of his staunch anti-communism. It's the same guy with the Bay of Pigs, you know, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Again, it's part of, if you're the conspiracy theorist, again, you have to pick out one particular weird little anomaly and then magnify it out of all proportion and disregard all context.
Let me use some of the arguments against it. I mean, nowadays, well, when I say nowadays, more recently we had space shuttles, right? There was an awful lot of hoo-ha about the thermal shield on the space shuttle and these little tiles that protected it from burning up when it came through Van Allen's belt back into the Earth's orbit again, right? Mm-hmm. But so we didn't have that in 1969. So how did this piece of tin, essentially, you know, get to that same atmosphere without burning up?
The Van Allen belt is not composed of gamma radiation, which is electromagnetic radiation like lights and microwaves. The vast majority of its particles thrown off from the sun, it's alpha nuclei, alpha particles, which are helium nuclei. You can stop those with a sheet of paper. The rest of it is electrons or protons, which can be blocked with a few millimeters of aluminum. Plus, there's the fact that the actual missions they targeted, if there's not a uniform thick belt of this radiation around the Earth, they targeted a thin part of it to minimize exposure. All this was taken into account, and none of it was an unstoppable barrier.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, please, Sean, because you're quite knowledgeable about a lot of these things. Eddie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going? I'm feeling a bit nervous now. That guy is very knowledgeable.
But Eddie, you have a theory, have you?
Well, I listened to you and listened, I've come up with thinking a bit more, but I won't have always thought, and I go into a better room, I'm working, I might be echoing for you.
Okay.
I would have always thought that the pyramids and Egypt, the theory there about the aliens being some way involved.
Right.
It's kind of like, I think, because I would believe that we're not the only living organism of whatever we understand in the...
Right, so you don't believe because they were built in the Old and Middle Kingdom periods, which was a long, long time ago, that we had the capability, or that man had the capability to drag these 2 or 3 ton rocks up on top of each other?
Well, not even only that, but like the way they're formed, there's mounds as well in the desert like that were only ever visible from an aerial point of view.
Right.
We couldn't fly then. Do you know what I mean? Whenever they were sailing, they couldn't fly. There was no flying machines.
No.
So why build something that could only be seen from outer space? They were either trying to communicate with space as humans, or, do you know what I mean? Or there was something, you know what I mean? Mm. And then the sphinxes and all these bigger things. So we don't know what's out there. We don't know what shape, what way they look. I'm just saying, like that chap said, it's one of the ones that I would find easier to believe than, say, some of the other ridiculous stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, some of the stuff is ridiculous, in fairness.
Yeah, I would nearly believe more so, and this again is probably a conspiracy theory, but you don't agree with the main flow, is that a lot of conspiracy theories may be a distraction, like a magician's sleight of hand.
I'm not going to disagree with you, I mean, sometimes some of these conspiracy theories can be put out by the people responsible themselves to distract from the truth.
Yeah, that I would nearly believe in more, so that's probably why we get a lot, because, I mean,
Have you ever been to Egypt, by the way? Have you been to Egypt?
No, I'd love to go to Egypt, but I haven't been. And the way things are going now, I wouldn't go there until it's these days.
Of course, absolutely.
I would love to go to certain things like that. And even the Mayans, though, as well. I mean, is it the Mayans down at the Aztecs?
Yeah.
They built, like, stuff that You know, I mean, they were applying. I don't know.
Yeah, so, well, they did in the UK, Stonehenge as well, and places like that in the UK as well. I mean, Sean, it's a fair assumption, you know, that Eddie has, that if you go back, you know, to these periods in time, we didn't have the tools, we didn't have the facilities.
No, that's not true. We did not have the tools. Of course, we had the tools.
Well, there were Bronze Age tools. You know what I mean?
You had two of the six simple machines. You had the wheel in the form of the rollers. The blocks were on, and you had the inclined ramps, which is how they demonstrated the pyramids were built.
I watched a documentary one night about how they used these rollers to move these rocks, and it's still, you know, it's still baffling how they managed to do it. But they did it.
They did it, exactly.
But why? Why would they do it?
Because it was very important to them. Because the society at their time... It was again organized as all societies around the earth were around that time were organized around religion and then spiritual worship, and that was their highest value. So they would be able to organize the whole society to get together to do things which today we would find, you know, it would be crazy. But let's not forget, again, you had cathedrals in Europe in the Gothic era there in 12th, 13th century in Europe, which were massive construction projects.
Architecturally amazing,
They took over a century to complete many of these cathedrals. You had society pitching in. So, again, that should, again...
Yeah, I suppose, I suppose, Eddie, that's a fair point. But a lot of these cathedrals that we see around Europe with their flying buttresses and all sorts of amazing architectural designs, which were... Yeah, even by today's standards, would be difficult to build. You know,
but a lot of them were built as well. Okay, but as I said earlier on, we could understand maybe they could have been built, but the reason why they were built so high is so the churches could be seen from far away without being blocked. So you could see the steeple pointing up into the sky. But it's still going on, sorry, about, like, as I said, like, I can't remember the name, but I'm not as knowledgeable. Remember,
you're thinking of the Nazca lines in Peru, yeah. But again, just because they didn't have fixed-wing, you know, airplanes, there are such things as hot air balloons, there are such things as mountaintops.
What's the name of the ones the Incas built into the mountains, the buildings they built into the mountains? What were they called? They're a wonder of the world, as far as I remember.
You're thinking of Machu Picchu?
That's the one, Machu Picchu,
The stone terraces, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely astonishing. I mean, how people in those days managed to build something like that. Okay, well, stay there, please, guys, okay? Eddie believes the pyramids. Oh, by the way, so you believe aliens did it, Eddie? Sorry, is it aliens? So then you also believe in aliens too. You believe aliens came to the planet. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
The one other one, Niall, I will say, I do hear you always go on about Big Pharma and about Big Pharma not being there. There's a few documentaries I've watched recently, and
can't beat a good documentary.
I've kind of been saying Niall Boylan should watch these. They're not about the injections, but about Big Pharma. I mean, there's a documentary on Netflix called Dirty Money, and there's one of them about Big Pharma. You should watch that.
Oh, look, I have no doubt that Big Pharma, as you call it, or as I call it, the pharmaceutical industry, is a trillion-dollar industry. There is no doubt about that. But we have to look at, you know, and I have no doubt there's corruption. I have no doubt that money is being made on the side. I have no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that there have been drugs released in the past that have bad side effects, and they've been taken back off the market again for whatever reasons. I think the clinical trials they do now are a lot better, and regulations around that are a lot better now than they would have been 20 years ago. But in saying that, you got to look at good over evil and the pros and the cons. And most of us today wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, but they're making money from us.
Well, they're not a charity, Eddie.
Oh, you're supermarket. No, I'm not making them any charity. By selling you food.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we don't have to go out and gather our own food. We go into Tesco's. They're making massive money too, Eddie. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave.
That's the story, folks.
Dave, which conspiracy theory do you think is plausible?
There's one I like, I really, really like. It's about, like, how maybe human civilization goes back a lot further than we actually, like, kind of originally believed.
Okay.
Because, you know, like the line from archaeologists is that, like, you see how it started in the Middle East with, like, the ancient Sumerians and stuff, like, maybe 5,000, 7,000 years ago. But they found a site in Turkey called Göbekli Tepe. And they've carbon dated it just from, you know, the organic material in where it's been filled. And it was filled in 12,000 years ago. And it's this huge temple site that has, like, these absolutely ginormous, like, stone pillars with caps on them, pictographs carved into solid rock, all that kind of stuff. So it kind of suggests that, like, you know, maybe we actually go back further than we
actually do. So what's the scientific theory? 200,000 years, roughly. Isn't that the scientific theory?
Yeah, that we're in our modern human form. So it doesn't go out of the realm of possibility to believe that, like, you know, maybe one particular tribe of people managed to get the leg up quicker than the rest of us. I mean, we're the most We're the most advanced civilization that's ever existed on the face of the planet, and we still have hunter-gatherer tribes living in the modern world, you know, so...
Well, I mean, I watched a documentary a while ago about 30 tribes around the world who have been untouched by civilization and in modernization, and, you know, it talks about the fact that they generally don't get cancer, they don't die young, most of them do live to reasonable ages, they don't get diseases and viruses the way we do, they get different ones, but not the ones that we get. Sorry, Sean, you want to say something there?
Well, I was just going to say what he's talking about, Göbekli Tepe, that's established science, that's not even a conspiracy theory.
No, that's right, there are still like a lot of people that like that told lines saying, oh, they were one day they were hunter gatherers and the next day they just built this. And like to align something with bodies and with like the rising of, and setting of the sun on certain dates, like you don't do that over a year or two. Like that takes a lot of observation.
And what you're saying of the older origin of the human species, again, that's a scientific hypothesis. I've seen in a news article that sometime in the last year, don't quote me in this, but I did see a news article where they actually were pushing back the boundary of human existence from I think it was from roughly 200,000 to roughly 500,000 years ago.
They found a modern human skull in Africa, I think, a couple of years ago, and it dated back 300,000 years.
In Morocco.
Is it Lucy?
No, this is North Africa.
How old is Lucy? I mean, Lucy is...
A couple million years, I believe, something like that. But Lucy isn't a... Lucy
she's not... A, no, she's not a human being.
No,
human.
She'd special foot bones to let us walk upright.
And I believe she was also found with an iron and an apron.
They recently discovered a previously unknown species of hominid thanks to AI software. Did you see that? No?
What you're referring to, Dave, isn't even a conspiracy. Again, these are active fields of scientific research. That's nothing... There's nothing nutty at all about what you're saying.
Personally. Although there are people listening today who believe the first man in the world was, or and woman in the world was 6,000 years ago. But then again,
I was just about to say that again. We're all nuts.
And when you say nuts, Sean, we discussed this before. Half of Americans believe that. So, I mean,
it is discouraging,
isn't it? Let me go to Finn. Finn, you have your conspiracy theory. Which one do you believe in?
I wouldn't say believe in it, but the first one I kind of got engrossed in was in 1977 when we had the 33-day Pope just before John Paul. And I reckon that the Pope that they elected was knocked off by the Mafia because he was going to lay out all the gold that was underneath the Vatican and make them not have the independent currency that they had. So it was a chap from Ireland, the Papal Nuncio, found him. He was in office for 33 days and he was found dead. And then they asked the Catholic Church to look into it and they just said, oh, it died by a heart attack. But they reckon that Mafia bumped him up.
Right.
That was the first one I heard, but the rest of them, no, I don't believe, and I don't see how the Americans could plan 9/11, you know.
JFK, moon landings, chemtrails.
Chemtrails, also known as water condensation.
Yeah. Well, the proper name for chemtrails is contrails, which is condensation trails, but there are people...
It doesn't sound evil enough.
It doesn't. There are people that believe on a sunny day when you look up those white lines in the sky, that's our government and they're spraying chemicals on us to control us. That's what it is. They want to control the population. They want to kill you, Finn.
Yeah, it's all right.
There's probably mercury in it. Mercury.
Yeah, but like conspiracy theories, like the pyramids, that's all historical stuff. And like, Isn't the whole being a conspiracy, you know, with Jesus and the Bible? Isn't that all just one big conspiracy as well?
Well, I mean, I mentioned last night, you know, that Jesus, obviously, if the man existed, in that time in the Middle East, there was historians as well as these people who wrote the Bible as well. There were historians. And there was 19 historians, I think, in that particular region of the Middle East. And not one of them wrote about a person called Jesus. They wrote about loads of other people who claimed to be the son of God and prophets at the time.
Well, to be fair now, I believe Josephus, the Jewish historian writing for the Romans, he did refer to a Jesus.
Did he?
So there is a very tentative, a very slim historical record of Jesus.
But there was other stuff I read too about, was it the town of Bethlehem or Nazareth, whatever it was, seemingly didn't exist 2,000 years ago. Another such stuff like that was kind of added in for a bit of flair later on. You know,
You also mentioned the Princess Diana thing, and I remember when it all came out with the conspiracy theories behind that with the, what was his name, Henry Paul, whatever his name was. And then there was one came out about 2 years later that the photographer, the paparazzi guy that was following her in the white Fiat Punto or Uno, found in the bottom of a lake with him and sellotape to the steering wheel.
I don't believe that.
I know.
Yeah, but they spent a lot of money and a lot of time examining the paint from that particular car to find that particular car.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ever did find it.
Well, they linked it to some guy in Italy, wasn't it? They found his car in a lake in the top of a hill, and he was in the car dead.
Sellotaped to the steering wheel.
Or, yeah, masking tape, whatever they use.
Right, okay. That just added to the conspiracy theory then,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, nobody ever saw the car, you know? So.
Yeah. All right, listen, I've got to take a break. Stay there, please, guys. After the break, I want to talk to Tom, and he believes a very important person is living in Wicklow. Tom, it's on my screen what you're going to say, and I've never heard this one before, but fire away.
Now, what I'm going to say to you, first of all, I want to correct you. I don't believe that this person is now living.
Oh, no, okay, all right, okay. Because he'd be very old.
Long before conspiracy theories were a fact of life, as a young boy, school boy, back in the 1960s, I was privileged to a conversation that was going on between a group of men about the Second World War.
Right.
And it was stated in that conversation, which, by the way, I did bring up with my father on a number of occasions before his death, that Adolf Hitler actually lived and survived the Second World War, where he was smuggled out of Germany and he was brought here to Ireland.
To Wicklow.
To Wicklow. He lived in Wicklow.
That would explain a lot, in fairness.
For a period of time. And he came here with a series with a number of high profile Nazis who settled in Dublin 4 and who went on to establish.
And who were the high profile? What, Adolf Eichmann and Joseph Mengele and a few others?
It is a historical fact that some very the late Cathal O'Shannon brought that up in a documentary about the senior Nazis that lived in Dublin 4.
But did they not identify him by dental records some time ago when it was released, when his body was released from Russia? Because did they not say that after the Allied forces, of course, took over the capital of Nazi Germany, that he killed himself in the Führer bunker his body was taken by the Red Army?
Yeah, well, there is all of that. No, the Red Army stated they never received his body.
Well, they allegedly kept it behind the Iron Curtain for many decades.
Well, I'm just telling you now. But anyhow, going back to the story, that Hitler was actually smuggled out, brought to Ireland, and the people who were responsible for looking after him were very senior members of the fascist movement of Fine Gael.
Jeepers!
Now, at that time, there was linking another thing that you brought up about conspiracy theories. At that time in my area, there was a very big public water scheme going on, and there was a debate about the fluoridization of water.
Right, are we jumping from Hitler to fluoride in the water here?
This is actually linked.
Oh, it's linked. Oh, there's a link. Yeah. Okay, all right, okay.
Now, and there was a particular gentleman who was involved in the liberation of Europe. He fought in the British Army, and he was dead set against the fluoridization of water because he stated that one of the reasons that the Jews were so passive in the concentration camps was that their water was very highly fluoridated. So it was a suppressant.
Stop. The reason for... I mean, Tom, you know as well as I do the reason that we decided in Ireland and many countries
for teeth,
put fluoride... Yeah, to protect our teeth, because our teeth were rotten.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you now...
And it would be of no surprise that fluoride would be put in the water in concentration camps, by the way, for the very same reason.
Well, let's be honest. What they were doing in the concentration camps were pulling out their teeth for gold.
Well, those who had gold teeth, yes.
And of course, they wouldn't be spending money.
But I want to get back to Hitler going to Wicklow. Sorry, Sean, you're listening to what Tom said. Yeah, there has been numerous, numerous theories in relation to Adolf Hitler and what happened to Joseph Mengele and others after the collapse of the Third Reich as well. I mean, there are numerous theories out there, but
this sounds very similar to a documentary I saw on Monty Python about 30 years ago with Joseph Bimler living in North Minehead in England. Yes, just blending in with the locals.
surely, Tom, if that was the case, such a famous person, and he would have been world famous at the time, somebody would have some pictorial documentation or evidence.
How did he get out?
I'm only telling you now what I heard as a child, a young boy, school boy, growing up in North Kilkenny, and this was a very serious conversation that went on. And he was supposed to have been taken then, sometime later, by U-boat to Argentina. Now...
That was one of the conspiracy theories,
yeah,
that many of the high-ranking Nazi officials after the collapse of the Third Reich went to Argentina.
That's true.
How did he get out? We don't know.
Well, if you actually think about it, Ireland was a very strong Roman Catholic country at the time.
No, again, you're jumping.
And we also
ahead of time.
Know
you're
that the Roman
ahead.
Catholic Church
that
in
matters.
Italy was
that
very much
matter.
Responsible in smuggling.
With all due respect, that doesn't matter.
Okay, well, hang on, Tom. Just let Sean respond. Sorry, Sean.
It doesn't matter. The Russians were in the Chancellery Garden within a couple hours after Hitler's death. His body was still smoldering. Now we have many other witnesses testifying to Hitler's whereabouts up until that the missing couple hours. How in the span of a couple hours did he slip through the Red Army cordon that was literally within meters of the Chancellery? How did that happen?
I guess Wicklow.
Well, of course we don't know. How did the people who made their way to the police houses in Rome, who were smuggled, the senior Nazis that were smuggled by the Roman Catholic Church out of Italy to Argentina?
We're talking about the most famous man in the world at that time, the most wanted, hated man in the world.
Of course, I agree with you.
The most visibly identifiable man in the world.
Yeah, and
you couldn't miss him.
Your average Russian conscript is just kind of like, oh, well, if there's the big guy says we got to let Hitler pass through to his U-boat. I mean, come on.
Okay, Tom, I'm not doubting you heard it, right? But honestly, did you believe it?
Do you still believe it? I'm not saying it's true or false. But I'm saying that...
I'm asking you, do you believe it?
Well, I wouldn't really, but I'm telling you that long before conspiracy theories were the norm.
Yes.
That as a young boy growing up in the 1960s,
Kilkenny.
I was subject that I heard that converse, and I actually brought it up to my father at the time, sometime years after, and a couple of times, and I said, did they really believe this? And they said, listen, the people that were involved in that conversation, they said some of them had been at the time very senior people within our own military at the time during the Second World War. And the joke at that time, even during the Second World War, that the Irish Army was actually dressed in two-part uniforms. The bottom half was British Army, and the top part was German. And the reason was quite simple. Churchill said, that Britain would invade Ireland to survive, to guarantee the survival of the British race.
They only
had to change one half of their uniform depending upon who would invade. But this was a very serious conversation that went on.
Right.
But how do you get from A to B in that? Just because these were high up army people, how does that give any credence at all to the idea that Hitler was smuggled out of Berlin?
Okay, well, look, in fairness, Sean, you know, he's not saying he personally believes it. He just said it was a credible story at the time, and he heard it.
This man is not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm
saying that in relation to conspiracy theories, that long before they were the norm, this was a conversation that I heard as a child, as a young boy.
Yeah.
And I brought it up to my father on a number of occasions, and he explained all of it.
Well, he did, his son did marry an Irish woman.
No, I am listening. I hear what you're saying, but
I'm just thinking here, Sean, right? And the way stories gather legs and people, add bits and pieces. Could it be the fact that his son married an Irish woman? I'm curious, actually. I guess I need to check if she was actually from Wicklow, but she was an Irish lady. She was living in Liverpool at the time, from what I remember, and they came back to Ireland, her and Hitler's son, for a short period of time.
Yeah, I've heard.
So maybe that's kind of added a bit of bones to that story. Pardon the pun. Okay,
perhaps.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay there for a second, both of you. Let me just go to Jason. Jason, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, Niall. How are you getting on?
Good. You believe all conspiracy theories?
Well, no, not all of them. The Tupac and the Elvis and...
And Paul McCartney.
And Paul McCartney and that kind of carry on, yeah.
Right, okay.
Actually, Craig David was another one.
Okay, so let me just go through them very quickly then. So JFK, you believe that one. There was something going on there. 9/11, inside job.
Yes.
Yeah, moon landing. They never landed on the moon.
Bullshit, sorry.
Okay, all right. the chemtrails in the sky, you believe there's...
They're
poisoning us, are they?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Hitler fled to Argentina. Princess Diana, that was MI5?
She was murdered, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you deny the Holocaust happened?
No, the Holocaust happened.
Okay, Illuminati, you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, the Earth is flat.
Well, I'm still looking into that. But no, I'm on the fence.
You're looking into that one, are you?
I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence. Right, okay. Well, I mean, what part of not being round do you not believe?
I don't know.
Which one interests you the most, Jason?
Which one?
Chemtrails interests me. Okay, let's get to the chemtrails. Why do you believe, and how are we getting these poisonous substances into the fuel to spray on the people?
Can you ever summer's day and you'd be looking up at the sky?
Yeah.
You'd see airplanes.
Trails, yes. You see trails, yes.
Edible trails, well.
Yeah, condensation trails, as they're known. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Chemtrails, as you call them.
Clouds.
No. You have a contrail and a chemtrail, right? A contrail is what you see when you're looking up and you can see the airplane. And as the airplane is passing, it's kind of disappearing as the plane goes.
It depends on the atmosphere and it depends on the weather. Yeah,
no,
go on.
It doesn't really.
Yes, it does.
Well,
because warm air meeting cold air creates condensation, so it depends on how warm the air is in the sky. If the air in the sky is a bit cooler, it'll disappear quicker.
It also depends on the
air. It's always like minus 40 up there,
Sorry?
It's always minus 40 up there. Do you know, when you're up there, when you're up at 35,000 feet, it's always minus 40.
All right, okay. So, go on.
So, well, if you look at some airplanes, they, like I said, their trail will more or less disappear behind them. That would be a contrail. A chemtrail would be, they leave a big streak across the whole sky. And in the matter of an hour, we say something gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's there all day.
That's because it's a cirrus cloud expanding.
Right? And, they're spraying chemicals.
When you say they're spraying chemicals, who's spraying them and what are they spraying?
The people that are in charge of the world.
All right, okay. What are the people who are in charge of the world? What are they spraying?
Every kind of chemical. Disease.
You haven't got around to that yet, really.
Well,
is it a mind-altering drug of some description?
They spray the flu virus every now and
then. They spray the flu virus.
How can they predict?
They get it wrong every now and again. Last year, they got it incredibly wrong, and the flu virus just didn't work because they put the wrong six strains. They can only put six strains into the vaccination. So last year, they got it wrong. So they don't predict it.
So where do we get the phrase, it's flu season?
Because it's flu season all the time. The only difference is during the winter months when we're colder, our immune systems are a bit weaker.
So viruses don't like the winter, is it?
No, viruses are there all year round. Viruses come from people, other people.
You had the deadliest plague in modern history 100 years ago. The Spanish influenza killed about 100 million people. This was long before the era of contrails, quote-unquote, spreading the flu vaccine.
Okay, listen, I've got to take a break. Stay there, by the way, Jason. I'm really more interested in what you have to say. I think you're intriguing. Keep texting and WhatsApping 0871880008. There you go. You heard it first in Classic Hits. Those clouds and those things you see in the sky, they're spreading the flu virus. Now, all right, very quickly, stay there, please, Jason, with the chemtrails. I've got to go to, who was I going to go to next? Joseph. Joseph, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Joseph? Joseph, now, in fairness, Joseph, we have some great conversations, generally speaking, at night when it's after 9 o'clock. But you're a man who I would say, you know, you tend to believe a lot of what you watch on YouTube and in documentaries.
Well, I don't believe what I see on BBC and CNN and RT anyway.
What gives them less credibility than YouTube and documentaries?
Because the Covington Catholic school children, the crowd numbers at Trump's inauguration, the child that was taken from her mother at the border, the fake news about him getting his hair wet and didn't want to go to one of the ceremonies, and on and on and on and on. So I don't believe any of the lies that RT.
Right, okay. Let me just go through my list very quickly because I've only got 3 minutes here, okay? But by the way, did you hear Jason's story about all the different conspiracies, the chemtrails and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the reality is, I remember back in 1995, and the Russians were having some show in Moscow, and RT said they were spraying to change the weather. And they were getting rid of clouds. That's not the same as chemtrails, that's a recognized practice.
And
also, I know somebody who met a guy who was a pilot on the way to India to spray to make it rain.
Well, I know there is a technology to encourage rain.
Yes, that's a real practice. That's not
actually controlling the weather as such, Joseph. There is rain clouds in the area. They can encourage them to rain.
Yeah. Okay, let me just go through them quickly, okay?
Moon landing.
I think a lot of the stuff we're told, I'm not sure about...
Did they land on the moon, yes or no, Joseph? In 1969.
I'm not saying they did. I think they went some other way. The aircraft, they're not telling us the truth about the aircraft or how they went there.
But did they do it at all?
The pictures were showed, I don't believe them, but whether they...
Just answer the question, please. No.
Right, okay. Okay, 9/11, you definitely... I've heard you before on this. You believe that's an inside job?
Well, I mean, it's very simple. All of the building under the piece that would say... Let's accept what we're told, right? The plane crashed in. There was a whole load of fires. It melted and it cracked and everything at one point, okay?
And pancaked and collapsed, yeah.
No, listen. And then we're told the top part fell down on top of the bottom part. And as it went down...
That's how things usually work,
it kept going at the same speed. Now, the laws of physics simply apply here, right? As the upper part crashed into the lower part is still perfect. There's no fires down there. It's perfect. So the laws of physics state simply, like you put your leg on a brake, it must slow because it's now making a perfectly...
because the load that's coming down on it with 102 stories or whatever, the load would have been getting heavier as it was going down.
Yeah, the laws of physics also state that force is directly proportional to mass.
Yeah, so in other words, the mass that was coming down on the next floor. So by the time you got to the 50th floor, you had 40 floors above it on top of it.
No, the laws of physics clearly state...
Maybe we should all see the laws of physics. I don't have time to go into each one in detail. The Earth is flat, Joseph.
Why would it be flat?
Okay, fair enough. Flat. All right, the Illuminati.
Well, sure, they themselves are there.
All right, okay. And I know you believe vaccinations cause autism and other illnesses as well, which is the one that's kind of in the news.
He wants to get rid of it for the vaccine program.
All right, okay. All right, listen, lads, I'm sorry, Joseph, for keeping you so long too and only giving you very little time, but unfortunately I've run right out of time. Thank you to Sean, who stayed with us there as well. Very interesting to listen to a lot of those conspiracy theories, particularly the fact that Hitler could have lived in Ireland. Now, and by the way, can I just say, Tom himself said he doesn't necessarily believe the story, but he just believes that it was a story at the time. And, you know, maybe there was an Irish connection there, gave it some level of credibility as well. But I don't think it was the case. And Richie says, I'd say Uncle Adolf would have stepped off the U-boat, taken one look at Wicklow, and would have said, aha, nine, to hell with this. I'm back to Berlin.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.